every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Thursday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. And actually, we got a surprise today. Lance Storm is going to be joining us, and normally he would be here on Fridays, but we're going to talk about Jerry Morrow here today, who I knew, although Lance knew him way better than I did. And we're going to tell you about his career. He passed away. And we also have more information on the passing of Hulk Hogan, including the cause of death and another health issue that never went public about Hulk Hogan. So that's coming up here later today. We got updates on the movie that was in the works involving Hogan, which apparently is no longer in the works. And, of course, we got SummerSlam this weekend. Drew McIntyre will be on the show. He managed to make it back home. We've got the full SummerSlam lineup. We got the Dynamite report from Wednesday night, which I'm glad Lance is on the show here today. With the exception of the Christian Cage promo, which may have been the worst promo of Christian's career, one of the worst promos I think I've ever seen on Dynamite. Other than that, the show was awesome. So we'll tell you about that here today and try to figure out what in God's name is going on with the former patriarchy. So a lot to get into. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. FWOnline@gmail.com is the email. You can also follow me, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at F4WOnline. $10 cameos at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky, and plenty more. Back in a moment, everybody. Observer Live.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24/7 with a Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Lowe's knows big savings make a big difference, especially when you're shopping for appliances. Hurry in to get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Rewards members get free delivery, free haulaway, free installation and parts on purchases of $2,500 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us on a rare Thursday here because we want to talk about Jerry Morrow. Lance, who passed away, was it yesterday?
I think he passed away.
We heard about
Monday.
It yesterday.
Yeah, I heard about it Wednesday morning, but I believe it was Monday night.
How old was he?
71, I think. Maybe 75. Okay. Where's the Google to help us out here?
Well, I remember he used to do those Tim Flowers shows in the late 90s. And he seemed like he was kind of old then, you know, and that was 25 years ago or whatever. And so, you know, in his mid-50s then was a lot older than the mid-50s today, I think. It's safe
in
to
2000,
say.
He would have been 50. He'd be your age.
Yeah, he seemed a lot older than that in the early 2000s, but not like an elderly man, but he just like, you know. And, you know, you can talk a lot about him. I met him. I saw him at all the shows. I never had a match with him, but I'm pretty sure, I think Craig had probably several matches with him, actually, because Jerry loved Craig, because Craig looked like Gary Albright. And so he would always call him Getty every time he saw him. And, you know, nobody ever had anything bad to say about Jerry. He was so nice. You know, the people that worked with him just said he was the best. And, man, I was very, very sad when I heard that he passed away. I was always excited when you said, hey, I saw Jerry Morrow. I was always get really excited because he was such a nice guy. And then he passed away. So tell us your memories of Jerry Morrow.
Yeah, I first worked with Jerry when I first broke in, like probably 91. And it's funny, similar to you thought he was an older guy and he's your age now. I thought he was an older guy and I really respected how hard he worked and how many bumps he would take in a match with a kid like me. And then when I retired and opened up my school and saw Jerry again and did the math and I'm like, yeah, he was my age now, then. I don't consider myself an old guy. But Jerry was a bump machine and worked so hard. And I think that's why I was lucky enough to work with him so much, is that Jerry loved having good matches and working hard. And in the early 90s, it was thin pickings. So when I first got to work with him, just a spot show in Saskatchewan somewhere, it was like Jericho and I against Lenny, Dr. Luther from AEW, and Jerry, and he just had a ball. He was just so happy that he could work so hard and do so much that I think he started requesting working with us. So when we were in Winnipeg, it'd be, you know, Jerry and Don against Jericho and I. And if we were in Calgary, it would be Jerry and Gama against Jericho and I. And we worked a ton. And he was so much fun. And I credit him, and I'm glad that he knew it because I wrote about it and told him in person a million times. He's the guy that taught me how to work. And it was our first singles match. Those who don't know Jerry Morrow, he's from Martinique. French is his first, was his first language. Japanese his second, because he worked in Japan a lot. English was his third. And he had a really strong accent, so a lot of people couldn't understand him.
Yes, he did.
So when I knew I was going to have a singles program with him, I made a point of sitting near him in the locker room as much as I could, just so I could get used to Jerry Morrow's accent. But back in the day, we called matches in the ring. We didn't choreograph them, plan them, go through the day. We'd just show up in the locker room and go, hey, Jerry, what are we doing? And we'd know the finish and go out there. So I think to avoid any language misunderstanding, Jerry was sort of the first one to, okay, we need three spot. And I'm like, excuse me, sir? It's like, we need three spot. What do you? And it was like, my three high spots as a baby face to shine. And we, you know, we had a do-si-do spot and some other spot. And we would just wrestle around, and when the crowd needed to react, he would go, do-si-do, and we'd do the do-si-do spot. Or he'd call the other high spot, and we'd do that, and the crowd would cheer for me. And then he would cut me off, and I will do my best to not swear, Dom. But he would just, you know, beat the S out of me, and he would just be boomity-boomity-boom and beat me up. And occasionally I would fight back if I felt like I was getting killed. And then when it was comeback time, he'd be like, okay, boomity boom, beat the frickin' stuff out of me. You know, a clothesline, dropkick, whatever, I don't care. And we'd blow a comeback, and then we'd do our finish. And the crowd's going crazy. I'm like, this can actually be easy. And Jerry was always there and just so much fun. And eventually he realized, after we were traveling together and working together so much, that I could understand him perfectly, that then he'd just call stuff on the fly, and we would have so much fun. He would tell jokes. He'd pull ribs. We just did stuff during matches that the audience didn't know about, but we had so much fun. And he was, again, always took the big backdrop. He loved taking backdrops, took great backdrops. And he was so much fun. And I rode to and from Winnipeg from Calgary, 13-hour road trips, and driving up to Dauphin and Thompson, Manitoba with him while he's, you know, singing to Prince in the car. And it was just so much fun.
You know, this was exactly what it was like with Buddy, because he worked the exact same way. And then, you know, after you work with a person for a while, it's like you kind of get used to certain spots. And so, you know, you would just have to call, like, you know, we're going to do the powerbomb spot, which I always knew what it was going to be because he always wanted to go for a powerbomb. I'd turn into a DDT or whatever. But, you know, and it was easy and it was fun. And obviously the business is much different nowadays because, you know, the matches nowadays, there's a higher expectation from fans for, like, all of this crazy stuff and kickouts and everything like that. And I don't know if you saw the first episode of Unreal, but there's a scene, it's Rhea versus Liv on the Netflix debut, okay? And, I mean, they got all of these spots planned out, this completely complicated match. And I mentioned this with Tom yesterday. She's in the back, and, like, she's going over her match to Priest, who's not in the match. She's like, reverse, she's gonna shoot me in and then over the top and, you know, hit the riptide and kick out, boom, boom, boom. And Priest is just like, he's just standing there, and he finally just goes, that's a lot of stuff. And you know, during the show, she's just talking about how I am a head case before the match starts. Like, I'm so nervous and I'm just freaking out. And, but man, once my music hits, I'm on. And, you know, I've done both kinds of matches, you know, because I came back in 2018. And when I came back, it was like everybody wants to go over the whole match from start to finish, like every last single spot. And there's very little room for the old improv. And I just wonder, like, do some of these newer wrestlers, you know, 2015 on, you know, maybe even earlier. I mean, is it fun to them in that same way? Or are you just in there the whole time trying to remember what's next, remember what's next, remember what's next? And you never really get to have that fun that it used to be back in the day where it's like, let's just go in and have some fun. And Jerry beat the, you know, I don't know. It's just weird. It's weird looking at how everything's changed.
There's certainly a different type of fun to the call it out there house show, play with the crowd environment where you're not worried about holding viewers for TV or getting star ratings and this is awesome chants and stuff. And I got to do so many of those with Jerry because you'd do the promos on television, then all the matches on the road. And if the crowd was smaller, you had more fun. I remember one match, Jerry rolls out of the ring and he's yelling at people in the crowd and just getting cheap heat at the beginning. I'm like, what's Jerry doing? And he found this giant, like, rectangular kerosene can, like a steel can, and he tucks it in the back of his singlet. Like he's going to smuggle it in and use it as a weapon. I'm like, he's not going to hit me with that damn thing, is he? And he slides in, and I don't know whether he Iggy'd the ref or just sort of mouthed it as he charged me, but it's like, you know, body slam. And he charges at me, and I scoop him up for a body
slam.
Oh,
my God.
Walk him around the ring so everybody sees he has this giant steel can tucked in his back of his singlet, and then slam him on it and crush the can. He rolls out and sells it like crazy, and it's just like, wasn't planned. It was just what you do because, God, we had fun.
All right, back in a moment with more, everybody. Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Landstorm. I'm going to tell some more stories here in a second, but I want to address something someone's asking here about calling it in the ring. He says, would having a lot of call it in the ring matches help green wrestlers, say in NXT, when their whole career is going to be choreograph every spot matches? Absolutely, I'm going to tell you why. Because no matter what, somebody is going to forget something at some point, okay? And when somebody forgets something, and you can see this when you watch Raw and SmackDown and AEW, when a veteran who can call in the ring, when somebody forgets something, it just keeps going. And most people don't even know it happened, okay? When you watch people who just 95% of all they've ever done is choreograph matches because they started in the performance center and they, you know, didn't grow up fans and they, you know, were gymnasts or whatever, man, somebody forgets a spot and it just grinds to a halt. And it just, everyone freezes and then they just try to do it again. I mean, it's glaringly obvious. You know, when someone forgets something or when something goes wrong, the people that have experience improvising and calling in the ring, they don't have a problem. They can easily get back on track. And the people that don't have that experience, the thing just collapses.
But even more than that, the old Les Thatcher quote of the music between the notes, when you don't know what's happening next, you react in a more realistic fashion because you get up and you square up to your opponent and you're on the balls of your feet because you're unsure what's going to happen. Is he going to bail out of the ring? Is he going to charge at me? What is he going to do? Because it hasn't been planned. So those natural reactions of looking like you're in a fight are better as well, because that's one of the things I notice with overly planned matches. You can tell that the spot's over and the person's not thinking about what's next or where the guy's going, because it's like, well, we'll wait till the next spot and we'll do that. And you don't have that constant look of, I don't know what my opponent's going to do. I'm going to be ready for anything. And that was a big thing when you called it in the ring.
Yet another PG Jerry story?
Yeah, and it actually was from, you know, calling it in the ring. But to that end, there's the old expression of get it again. And we would often work a match where we'd always come back to getting Jerry's arm. If he came at me quick, I'd arm drag him. If he came at me slow, I'd grab his arm. If he begged off, then he wasn't coming. And we would always work the arm. And we're on a tour. And then one night, right before he goes out, I'm like, working the arm, Jerry? He's like, no, the head. And he goes to the ring sort of smiling. I'm like, okay. And I went to the ring. And the first time we do a spot, I grab the head, I take him down. And then he starts chewing on my nipple. And it's like, it hurts. Like, he's pinching me. I'm like, ow, Jerry, smarten up. I'm like trying to keep a straight face as he's chewing on me. And then we do another spot. I take him down the headlock. He started again. I'm like, darn it. Next night, he's like, we're back to the arm. I'm like, oh, thank goodness. Last night of the tour, the arm, Jerry? No, the head. And he laughs and goes to the ring. I run to my bag and get a tube of A535 heat rub. And I coat my chest as thick as I could. My music hits. I go to the ring. First spot, get that headlock, take it down. Jerry latches on and starts chewing, and then he's like, pah, 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 oh, pah. And he's like, oh, you got me, as he's trying. And I'm laughing as I got him in the headlock. I'm like, that'll teach you, Jerry.
That did teach him, I'm sure.
He didn't do that spot ever again.
Don't mess with that guy again. What was it, Icy? What was that, Icy? No, it was not Icy.
A535, similar to Icy Hot.
Yeah, what was that stuff? Hot Stuff, right? That
was before Hot Stuff was a thing.
Oh, my God.
Or at least at the indie level, it was before it was a thing.
And that guy chewed on your nipple and you had Hot Stuff on? That would have been his last match.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, we'll come back to some more stories after a while, but I got to mention that 1 week after his passing, Hulk Hogan's official cause of death has been disclosed. Heart attack. He had a history of AFib, a condition where your heart does not beat regularly. And the medical records also showed that Hogan had a history of leukemia, which nobody knew. The former WWE superstar also had a history of leukemia, CLL, type of cancer that affects white blood cells called lymphocytes. It does not appear that it was public knowledge that Hogan had ever battled cancer. So that's the update on his passing. Heart attack, AFib, and a history of leukemia. So a lot more than everybody knew. And then also here, a Hogan-related Hollywood project that Ben Affleck and Matt Damon were once planning is no longer in development. It was actually, the movie was going to be called Killing Gawker, which I got to say, you know, I did a lot of media that day and a lot of other people did as well. And we all watched a lot of Hulk Hogan media. It was astounding how few people in the media had any idea about that Hulk Hogan Gawker story. And it's like, it's one thing to not know some random story about Hulk Hogan or whatever, but that was a giant media story, and the media was clueless to it. So anyway, they were putting that together, and Hogan, in fact, was indifferent to it, it says here, though he threatened to sue if the movie went too far in violating his privacy. This was back in 2012. Peter Thiel backed Hogan's lawsuit against Gawker. When they published the footage of Hulk Hogan and Bubba the Love Sponge's wife, Heather, and he made a lot of money off of that lawsuit. And that was the end of Gawker. So that's all the latest on Hulk Hogan there. And more as we get it. Drew McIntyre will be on SummerSlam. He had an issue. He was trapped in the UK after a wedding. They wouldn't let him back in due to passport issues. But WWE solved the problem. And he not only was able to leave, but he is actually here. So that match will take place as planned. The full SummerSlam lineup has Raquel and Roxanne versus Charlotte and Alexa, Gunther versus CM Punk, Orton and Jelly Roll versus Drew and Logan, Roman Reigns and Jey Uso versus Braun and Bronson, Tiffany versus Jade, which, by the way, if something goes wrong in that match, you're going to see exactly what we were talking about here on the show today.
They will not be calling it on the fly.
No, and Sami Zayn versus Karrion Kross. And for night two, Dominic and AJ, John Cena, Cody Rhodes, Solo and Jacob Fatu, Becky and Lyra, Naomi versus Io and Rhea, and the tag team TLC match. You didn't watch Dynamite, did you?
No, I don't get Dynamite.
That's right. Well, I'm going to ask every week. So there were two notable things on the show. There were a lot of things that were really good, and there was one thing that was not. My God, that Christian promo, dude. Oh, my God. That was the worst Christian promo I've ever seen. And the other thing I want to talk about is that Moxley match, the Hangman Moxley match. I mean, I don't know this for sure. I haven't been told this from anybody, but just watching that match, that's an example of calling a lot of a match in the ring. I mean, you know, I'm sure they had like the main stuff there at the end, But golly, that was such an old school, you know, start slow. The fans, I mean, they're in that small building, that Chicago building. I think it seats like 1,400 or something like that. But, you know, the crowd's kind of quiet early because, you know, it's a Moxley match with no gimmicks. They're just wrestling. And, you know, they're doing this match and they kind of do some stuff and it starts to get going and you can see the crowd's like starting to get into it more. And they went like 26 minutes. And, you know, by the time they got to the end, even before they did the ref bump and everything, I mean, these fans are going wild. Like, this was such an old school world title, you know, call a lot of it in the ring style of match. It was so great. And my God, they got that crowd. This crowd is going wild by the end of this match. So it was just a really good match. I know you can't really talk about this Christian promo because you didn't see it, but like, dude, someone mentioned this to me a while ago. You remember that press conference where I like asked a question and like he got on me? Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it wasn't just me; like he did it to like everybody else as well. And you know, every now and then, you know, he would just go silent for a while or something. And then he would make some comment or whatever. And what's going on here? And then, you know, afterwards someone goes, that's what he does when he can't think of anything to say. He'll just go completely silent. And then like, it'll just be awkward. And I mean, the thing about the promo, there were two problems with the Christian promo. One of them was, he's supposed to be going babyface because he's going to team with Copeland. He was the most, like, there was nothing babyface about this promo at all. So, like, by the time things done, you're just like, I still hate this guy. And then he gets attacked by, like, Nick and Kip and Shayna, who are supposed to be heels. But, like, at the end, you're just like, I hate all of these people. I want Edge to come back and beat all of them up. Anyway, we'll talk more about this and all the great stuff after the break. Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. The other thing about this Christian promo, you know, everyone has their own, like, verbal tics that they have. What was that one you used to have? It's one of those things.
Oh, I
remember
I
you became aware of it, and then you were like trying to prevent it from happening.
And I got completely away from it. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, we all have
on the show. Yep.
But the thing was, so it started early. Like he stumbled over a word, and then you know because he stumbled over it and he didn't want to make it obvious, he just stops and he turns and he goes, "I'm conducting my business," and the people like start to boo. So it's like okay. So then he keeps going, and then he stumbles over a word, and he goes, "I'm conducting my business." The fans, they're dead silent. They're not making any noise. And so I feel like, I don't know this obviously, you know, but I feel like after the second time, then he started to get self-conscious about it. Because then it happened again, and then, like, he said the same thing a third time. And by that point, it's like obvious what's going on. And I think he was like getting more and more in his own head. And, you know, he also wasn't getting like a great reaction. Like the crowd was kind of dead. I think everyone knows he's going to be turning babyface and, you know, and teaming up with Copeland. But like he's giving us no reason to like him. This whole thing was so weird.
Yeah, he's in that awkward spot that the only reason to cheer him is heels beat him up, but he's still just as big a jerk as he ever was.
Yeah. I mean, it would be one thing even on commentary, you know, Copeland kind of didn't help this situation because he did commentary like a week ago and they asked him about Christian and he literally said, "I don't know why I should dislike Nick and Kip. They're absolutely right." Which is what you're thinking as a fan. But, you know, then they jump the guy and they concerto him. And so the fans boo Nick and everything like that. So it's a very weird thing now where absolutely none of these people are likable right now. But we know that within, you know, 2 months, they've got to be a babyface tag team for that. It's Ontario or wherever they're going to be at.
Or so we assume.
They could be waiting a year. You're right. But I think it's time to, like, let's get moving on this thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the rest of this show, that was, I thought was pretty great, actually. So, it opened up with the Outrunners and Young Bucks, which was a very, very good match. And I thought for sure the Outrunners were winning because they're doing the storyline where the Young Bucks are just down on their luck. The Young Bucks, like, they're not EVPs anymore. And so, in storyline, Tony's, like, gleeful. And so, they don't get an entrance. They're just in the ring like two jobbers. And, you know, they have the thing on the graphic on the bottom of the screen, Young Bucks or whatever. It says something like, name.
Yeah, talent name.
Yes, I was dying.
They didn't bother to fill it in.
So they're introduced as Matt and Nick. And they're all angry. And so they do this match, and they sold like crazy for the Outrunners. It was great. But then at the end, they actually got the win with the TK driver. So they are moving on in this tournament. They didn't do the job ski here, but I think he just wants to really do that Young Bucks versus Brodito match, to have like a PWG match here in 2025. But it was very, very good. Then we had an MJF promo where Shelton basically told him, "You're out!" And maybe he's out. I didn't trust this for one second.
It was awful abrupt if it is.
Yeah. They spent so long putting them together that I just think that...
Don't they have a binding contract?
I don't think so. This is not the No Quarter Catch crew.
No, but they did have a contract signing after they gave him the thumbs
up. Actually, that's true. Yeah, they did. I think what's going to happen is he wants them to help him win the world title. And they're like, "We're not going to help you." So he is going to help them. I figure he helps them beat whoever they face in the finals of this tag team tournament. And that this whole thing is a swerve. But we shall see. Then we had the Christian promo. And Moxley and Hangman, which I just thought was a great match, is noted. And the thing about the match is, like, place they did this at the 50-minute mark, which I thought, why are they doing this here and not in the main event? And, you know, Dave's like, "Well, you know, there's a one-hour time limit, so if this were real, you know, they would start the match," which is true, but... We've also seen many title matches in AEW where they didn't do that. It's like all of a sudden this one, it's important they do it. It's very much like that SmackDown finish that just, I flew off the handle. When they pulled the ref out of the ring and it was a DQ, I was so angry. It's like, listen, I don't care what you do, but it needs to be consistent. If you're going to have a rule where any title match on Dynamite starts at the top of the second hour to make sure they have time if it goes an hour, then you got to do that with all of them. But otherwise, it's just kind of weird where we see title matches all the time on this show that start at 9:45 or whatever. This one, they had to start an hour early. It did go a half hour. It was awesome. And when it was over, I just thought, okay, like, that was phenomenal. No one's going to be able to follow this. And amazingly, that was not the case. It was Alex Windsor versus Athena and Billy, and Alex Windsor and Tony Storm. And I think part of it's Tony Storm was out there. I mean, from the opening bell, they're going wild. And she got the hot tag, ran wild, and it turns out Athena got a blind tag and flew in out of nowhere with her finish and pinned Tony Storm. So, title match coming there. Then we had the segment with MJF and Hangman, where MJF is trying to finagle his way into a title shot without using his contract. And Hangman's like, "No, brother, you either earn it or you cash in. That's it." And he says, "I'm going to give a title shot to somebody who deserves it, who I've known and respected for a decade, Mark Briscoe. So, Max, if you want a title shot, you got to beat that guy." So Max storms out. And then we had Mark Briscoe and Ricochet in the main event, which was an excellent match. And Mark ends up hitting the J Driller and getting the clean pin. At which point, I didn't think about this last night, but apparently this is what happened. Mark then cut an impromptu promo calling out MJF. MJF apparently knew this was going to happen because he filmed a response to this impromptu promo. And then he jumped Mark from behind, which led to this was such a MJF, whatever you want to say about this guy, he is such a great heel, because the story is everyone says he's a coward because, you know, he wants to just be given a title match. He doesn't want to wrestle. He doesn't want to earn it. Hangman's been calling him a coward. So this guy puts a video on the screen to distract his opponent. He sneaks in from behind. He kicks him in the groin and beats him down as he screams, "Who's the coward now?" Now, the best part about this isn't even that he did that. But then, you know, out comes Hangman, and you got to see MJF. This guy sprints. He, like a comic book character, he sprints away from these two baby faces. He runs from his life, and as he is running, in the year of our Lord 2025, the fans are chanting "coward" at him. I was like, oh my God, this is great. So anyway, he's a coward.
And apparently psychic. You should get him on After Dark.
A psychic coward.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when you're a coward, you have psychic abilities. I don't know. Maybe I should try to do that. But anyway, this was a great episode. And they got 2 months to make us like Christian. But good luck.
I've been friends of his a long time. It's not easy.
I was going to say. I mean, there you go. All right. Let's look at some emails here, unless you got anything else you want to talk about here today.
No, go ahead.
All right. Let's see. This person says MJF may have just wanted to play that video after the match, whether Mark cut a promo or not. Well, perhaps.
But he specifically mentioned calling him out.
Well, he's a smart guy, I guess. All right, let's look at, let's see what we got in the text message bin here. We haven't looked at this here in a while. What if MJF helps FTR win and turns on the Hurt Syndicate? Well, listen, I don't know where they're going, but judging from like crowd reactions and what MJF is doing and everything, my presumption is that MJF is not, well, he's not turning babyface. And I guess he could do that because Hurt Syndicate, I think, should go babyface. That might happen. I think he either helps him win or he does screw them and they go full babyface. I think those are the two options. So, yes, you could do that.
He may try to help to get himself back in and have it backfire and cost them, and then that would not be good for him.
This person thinks Christian did a good job and was playing at Shaken. No, he wasn't, because he kept... He tripped over his lines legitimately and kept having to throw out this line to the crowd, even though the crowd was not making this. This was Christian.
Although Christian,
here's the other thing: he does this all the time. If you watch Christian promos, at least once in every promo, he trips over a line and then he just tries to distract you from that by yelling at the crowd. It happens in every, even when he's not trying to play shaken and unsure.
He was the best on house shows. He would, when the crowd would heckle him, he would run to the corner to climb up on the turnbuckle and trip, get tangled up and take a bump. And he did it so well, there were guys that would laugh and make fun of him. It's like, ha, you fell. And he just looked at him going, that's the spot, you dum-dum. But he was great at it.
Let's see. Person says, it's Hubs from Arizona. You and Tom may remember my history in reality television, including The Ultimate Fighter. We can debate our opinions about WWE's booking, how effective Triple H and Pritchard and Hayes are, respectively, or even how authentic or not the talent are being on camera. But I think it's a pretty darn good piece of documentary filmmaking. Tell some good stories about Punk, Chelsea, and others achieving their dreams. Overall, I believe it's worthwhile. I said that. I like it. It's not what they're advertising. Okay, but for what it is, I like a lot about it. And I like mostly what you're talking about, which is the personality profiles of the people. I question the stories they're telling. You know, we talked yesterday, they had that proposed lineup on the screen for WrestleMania. And, you know, I've had people say, you know, that's one of the things, don't be a mark, dude. I mean... They ain't putting Asuka on the lineup for WrestleMania when they have no idea when she's going to be back and she's scheduled to be gone for a long time. I mean, there's a story they're telling about this was the lineup, these were the changes, this is why we did it because of you fans. I mean, that's essentially, I think, what's happening here.
Where does this show air?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we'll never know whether it actually gets viewers or not.
Well, it's the weird Netflix thing. I mean, they'll say how many viewers the show got and where it ranked, but you know,
we'll never really know.
We won't know because like the Raw numbers. I mean, the big thing whenever Dave starts getting into the Raw numbers, you know, it's like they have a formula which is clearly different from his formula. And I think it's based on when you watch it, you know, because when you watch it live, you're going to be watching 2 hours and 36 minutes. When you watch it on delay, they are going to chop it down. They're going to take out all the commercials. So, you know, time spent watching divided by, it's just, it's weird. It's not a good formula. But they will tell you if it's regularly like in the top five. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Lance Storm. Lance, what do we got tonight on Impact, or should I read the card?
You can read the card, but it's 8 p.m. tonight, Sportsnet 360 in Canada, Access TV in the States, as well as TNA Plus.
Well, tonight we have J.C. Jane defending the Knockouts title, just one belt, against Masha Slamovich. Leon Slater will defend the X Division title against Cedric Alexander and Jason Hotch in a three-way. Nemeth versus Rascals, The System, JDC, Brian Myers, and Eddie Edwards versus Trick Williams, AJ Francis and KC Navarro, and Jody Threat and Ariana Grace versus Indy Hartwell and Danny Luna. Is this live or... No, it's not live, right?
No, it's recorded. I
guess you won't tell me which matches you got.
No, I will not.
Golly. Yeah, no Moose, so Moose got hurt at the pay-per-view.
Are you sure you read that right? Because Moose is in the six-man.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
The six-man?
Mm-hmm.
It says here, JDC, Brian Myers, and Eddie Edwards versus Trick Williams, AJ, and Casey Navarro.
Well, perhaps there's a promo on the show that alters that, but Moose is in action tonight.
Yeah, apparently he hurt himself when he did that. He got thrown off the apron, and he hit the ground, and he bounced.
He took a Rana off the apron and landed on his buttocks.
I remember watching that, and that dude bounced, and I thought for sure he was hurt. And then he got up and just kept working like nothing had happened. And it turns out he actually was hurt.
He was hurting, yes. He wasn't injured, but he was hurting.
It's a tough guy, dude.
Yes.
And a great worker. All right, we got to go, everybody. Thanks, Lance. We'll see you tomorrow for Fun Friday.
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll talk to you next time, everybody. Brian and Vinny tonight, AWNXT. Only for subscribers. We'll talk to you again after a while.